I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China banned Christmas this year, ramped up the crackdown on Christians, and tightened religious restrictions. With the new year days away, it's interesting to note that 2020 is the global year of the Bible, and the major push to end Bible poverty. For ministries like Bibles for China, it's going to be very interesting. Kurt Rovenstein says they've had to adjust their strategy a little. Right now, they're focused on building key relationships and equipping young church leaders. With the shift in religious restrictions, it means praying for creative wisdom.
In fact, with those relationships at the provincial level, we've actually had more opportunity in terms of volume of Bible than we had before.
And finally, let's talk about scripture access for just a minute. Our world holds over 7 billion people who use more than 7,000 languages. Yet less than 700 languages have a full Bible translation. FMI's Bruce Allen says they see the need for God's Word firsthand.
We are seeing such a hunger. Places like Kenya, where they're still waiting to get the Bible in their own language for the first time, or places like Pakistan, where a single Bible leads 9 people to faith in Christ.
FMI isn't a Bible translation organization. Rather, they support indigenous pastors and church planters in the world's largest Muslim-majority nations. However, since Bibles usually go hand-in-hand with church planting and discipleship,
for 2020, we aim to dedicate more than twice of the amount of resources for scripture distribution than we budgeted for this year.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
FMI just acts as a bridge between Christians here in the West and those who are in need in other countries.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.